Hey, welcome back to another episode of Three Dads Talking About Anime. I am your unusual host this time, Kolb. Who else do I have with us tonight?
Johnny over here.
And I'm Ben.
Hey, that's not bad.
Nice, Johnny.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He got the cue to go second. That was good.
Yep, that is good.
Well, I saw you guys staring at me, so.
If you don't know how we do it, Ben always has to go last, even if he's first. So.
Yep.
Okay.
So even if there's guests just go in second, and it works out perfectly, or third, or whatever it is. But how you doing tonight, fellas?
Doing great.
Yeah, doing very well. Doing very well. I'm off work tomorrow, and Monday, we were originally going to do some traveling, but now we're not. We're just going to hang out in town. I believe the kids are calling it a staycation. It's one where instead of vacating your house and going, you staycate your house. Staycation.
The English language is a beautiful thing.
How do you say staycation in Spanish, Johnny?
I don't think we have a word for that.
You don't?
I know vacation is vacaciones, but staycation, I don't know. That's an American thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shoof. We can hardly understand it.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. Johnny, I didn't hear this last time. How many kids do you got?
I got two kids. I have a 7-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl.
Okay. Fellas, if you were to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on how much of a pushover you are for your girls, where would you be?
Probably 8 or 9.
Yeah. Now, okay, language barrier. What do you mean with pushover?
How much do you give in to their requests? If they bat their eyes at you, do you melt like butter in the sunshine?
I will say like I'm maybe between.
How's
a
that
six
for a language
a
barrier?
Okay. Yeah, you're good. You're good. You explain it well. I understand. I will say a 6 and a 7. My problem with my girl is that you know sometimes I need to correct her for something, but I want to laugh because it's funny the way that you know. Her character, her personality, trying to act, you know, like I always say, like, you know, she's still going on 17.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Yes. We've all been there. Cold, the terrible 17s. Yeah, I'm pretty high up there too. Probably 8 or 9. Yeah. The reason I'm asking is because my girls are really liking the movie, the Air Bud movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And if you know anything about my history with movies about dogs, there was another dog movie that they watched that they really liked. And we got a St. Bernard because of that that movie.
Yes.
So now they're asking for a golden retriever. And I've been firm in saying no, but they are not giving up. And I was just,
they're relentless.
How long can you say no until you have to give in? I really don't want another dog.
Okay.
Have you ever had two dogs?
Golden retriever, no. Yeah. I will say, like, you know, if my daughter will come on a golden retriever, it will be, you know, if she says Great Dane, take my money. Let's buy it.
You like Great Danes, eh?
Oh, yeah. I loved Scooby-Doo growing up, so I always wanted a dog like Scooby-Doo.
Nice.
I always forget that Scooby-Doo is a Great Dane, you know, because he's just with people all the time.
I found out he was a Great Dane when I was already an adult, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think just like generic dog or just one of the gang. He's not a dog. He's just one of the Scooby-Doo crew.
Yeah. So, exactly.
Yeah. But then you realize, exactly. Oh, yeah, he's a dog. Oh, he's a specific type of dog?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Rocky?
Yep. Oh, man.
Love it. So all right. Good. So that was my story. I'm being persuaded to get another dog. Three dogs. There's no way I'm going to do that. That's nuts.
Yeah. We're actually stepping the other direction. Because we debated adding another dog and we're like, you know what? I think we just want to. So not looking forward to this day at all. But, you know, when Tristan and Bagheera go to doggy heaven, I don't think we're going to replace them, at least immediately, with dogs again. I think we're going to take a quick little hiatus, if you will. It's just it's tough because like you're trying to. There's always so much going on in the house, mm-hmm. and the focus is on the kids, and the dogs just always feel like they're in the, like we're always telling the dogs to get out of the way or go outside or shut up or this or that. And it's just like, I want to give the dogs the appropriate attention they deserve. And I just feel like they don't always get, we don't neglect our dogs, but like, I would like to give them more attention than we can, but yeah, it's tough. It's tough. The juggling, you know, the balance.
So yeah, how does this became three dads talking about dogs now?
Yeah. Yeah. Usually we always try to, you know, warm up the crowd before we, you know, get into the meat of the episode.
We're getting distracted. Today, I already learned my lesson dogs. From last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may feel like that was out of the ordinary last week, but that's pretty on par for us.
Nope.
So don't feel like you changed anything. We're just that way.
Yep. You fit right in. You fit right in.
Well, it doesn't take me too long to get distracted. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're going to, again, not talk about the episode just yet, because Johnny, we talked about your anime history last time. This time I want to hear about your Marvel background. How big of a fan are you, and where did this start? Because, you know, it starts for everybody. It has to.
Yeah. So I grew up watching X-Men in the 90s, the cartoon. Classic. I still, I still remember coming from probably, you know, I was probably between first and third grade. And it was the premiere first episode, and then Morph dies. And I remember feeling the pain that Wolverine was feeling and even crying on that episode. I was a crybaby. Probably I'm still am. Don't ask my wife. But that's where I started. I didn't know much. You know, I knew who Spider-Man, you know, who was Spider-Man. I watched the Spider-Man movies in high school. But it was not until I actually was living in South Carolina when they started, you know, the Iron Man movies, I think, were the first ones, right? Mm. And I remember I watched Iron Man 2 or... Yeah, Iron Man 2 in the IMAX theater, and that blew my mind. And at that moment, I didn't know what Marvel was doing. So I started, you know, following through the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I loved it. And X-Men is one of my favorite ones.
Mm. Nice.
So good.
And you've just stayed that fan all the way through, yeah?
Oh, yes. You know, okay. I will watch some DC stuff, but... Yeah, you know, my brother-in-law is into DC and all of that. He loves Batman. I'm like, you know, I like Batman, but Marvel is better. But we disagree on a lot of stuff when it comes to superheroes.
Yeah. Yeah. Batman's a good contender, but as a whole, Marvel is way better.
Yes.
In my opinion. That's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opinion that can be proven.
Yes. Yeah.
By the scientific method. Yep.
Or dollars earned. All right, amen. Cool. Have you caught up? Are you still all the way caught up with all movies, all shows that are put out in the MCU?
So the last couple of shows I have watched, but I haven't been paying attention. So I have to rewatch everything. Some of them have been, you know, just a little waste of time, but it's okay. I want to say, like, you know, I watch them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Ben, are you in the same boat? You fully caught up with everything?
I'm probably a little bit more behind than it sounds like Johnny might be. Like, I don't watch every single show that comes out anymore. And I, same with movies. I'm not like, I have to watch every single movie that comes out, because just they're not batting 1,000 anymore. So I'm a little more picky on which ones, I want to see. Like, I'm not like, I have to see it and I have to see it in theaters. I still have the feeling of, like, if a movie like came out 2 years ago in the Marvel Universe and I still haven't seen it, I'll still say and feel like, oh man, I still gotta see that. But whereas if you rewound like 5 years ago, oh no, that was seen in the theaters or 5 minutes after. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're not knockout movies back to back anymore.
Yeah. I think the last movie I watched was the Marvels. And that one was, I was surprisingly good, you know.
Mm.
So I recommend it.
You heard it here first, folks.
All right. You heard it.
Oh,
from our guest.
Can I ask a question? A DC question, if we don't mind.
Oh, sure. We're not a Marvel-only podcast, you know.
Yeah, very true. And
can I take a bathroom break, please?
Yeah. I don't think we watched this together, Johnny, but because we'll see a good Marvel movie or two together in the theaters. The newest Batman movie with Robert Pattinson. Did you guys see that one?
And if
you
did you like it?
We did watch that together?
Yeah.
Okay. Cole, did you see that movie and did you
enjoy
it?
I did not see that movie.
Mm.
So go ahead and talk about it while I listen quietly.
I just thought it was very good. I really liked it. Like, it was probably the most brutal Batman. Not the most brutal movie, but like, some of the fight scenes was just like, whoa, he done messed that guy up.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I told Ben about this. You know, I like Batman, you know, definitely, you know, the Dark Knight and all that, the previous series trilogy, what's amazing. And this one, you know, being a younger Batman and not being, there were no limits, you know. Those fight scenes were like, you know, that probably, you know, he hurt that guy. But for me, I feel like with, you know, I kind of like could care less about Batman is the villains. Because if without those villains, there will not be a Batman. And the Riddler is one of my favorites.
Mm.
So okay. I have, you know, for the first time, they have portrayed the Riddler, like, kind of like placing my mind. Because I always thought the Riddler like a jigsaw type of guy.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like, I'm like, yes, finally I'm getting like an adult Riddler. But it was good. It was good. It was different, definitely.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Was Jim Carrey not an adult in that movie?
It was good when I was a little kid. I love that. You know, I like that movie, and you know, I like Jim Carrey, but I didn't know much about movies back then. Let's say that.
That's fair. Who did?
Yes. Right.
I thought Batman Forever was good because it was the only Batman movie I had on VHS.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, and I didn't even grow up. I didn't grow up. I think when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to watch some of those Batman movies. The ones we were allowed to watch were whenever, like, they would hit enemies and it would say, like, pow and bam and poof. And
like the 60s like Batman?
Yeah. That's the stuff we watched.
Wow.
Well, at least you were watching a classic.
What's that?
Yeah, at least you were watching a classic. I don't think that.
Yeah, we enjoyed them.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, like the conversation bubbles said poof, but it's okay.
What poof. If they poof, though? You know?
Ooh.
Then probably will be too violent for that time. That time.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Ben, what's your earliest Marvel memory?
like let's as just far get as off like of, watching
let's
something?
Just get off of DC. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably watching one of the Hulk movies with what's his name? I'm gonna butcher his name. It's gonna be embarrassing. Hulk actors.
Eric Bana?
Oh yeah. Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, Lou Ferrigno, the show. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Those are my first like Marvel memories. That's where my love for Hulk started.
Wow, really? That far back? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now I'm gonna say that's pretty impressive, actually. Because mine is obviously the cartoons from the 90s, like the Spider-Man and the X-Men. But yeah, you're going Lou Ferrigno the Hulk. Yeah. That's amazing. Or incredible. Incredible, I should say. Whoa. I butchered that. Yeah,
not amazing.
Sorry. Oh, goodness. Whatever. All right. So, fellas, let's jump into it. We watched 3 episodes of the Wolverine anime, right?
Whoa. Yeah.
We did.
Good. I'm glad I didn't mess that up. So yeah, we watched 3 because we were like, you know what? These first 2 episodes were good and we're enjoying them, but we don't have that much to talk about. So let's add another episode in there. And we did.
That's right.
Now, overall thoughts, or give me a 1-sentence thought on these 3 episodes so far. Ben, go first.
On these 3 episodes?
Yes, please.
At one point, I walked away to get a drink, and I didn't pause it.
Oh, that says something.
It's a big deal for me.
That says something. Johnny?
I watch all 3 of them, but I was tired, and I dozed off in a couple parts. I kept rewinding, and I'm like, what happened? So I probably will have to rewatch it later on. But I think it was good. Like, you know, like the fighting was getting intense. Also, the people that Wolverine was fighting, they were intense too. So I liked it.
Mm. Okay. All right. For me.
Yeah.
For me, I thought I should have prepared myself for this. I thought they were pretty decent. I didn't walk away, but they weren't amazing at the same time. We'll talk about it. So these 3 episodes, they really revolve around 2 major villains. We got our Kikyo guy, the samurai with an adamantium blade and a healing factor. Coincidence?
Probably.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, these things happen all the time. And also another villain that hopped into the storyline. Who is that villain?
Omega Red.
Yeah. So it really revolves around both of those villains or whoever they are in this story. So Kikyo, which I always thought was a girl's name, but that's okay. Did he live up to your expectations? Because we were looking forward to this guy. We're like, oh, he's mysterious. He's kind of cool. I want to see some more of this guy. Did he live up to your expectation in these 3 episodes? Johnny, you go first.
Okay, so I would like to see a little bit more of him. Like, I'm still not sure about him. I know he is after Wolverine. He has some great fighting techniques, but I don't feel like I understand, you know, what is his point with, you know, like, what is his purpose, you know,
okay,
if you will. So I'm still intrigued by him, but it's still kind of like a mysterious, you know. I just feel like, you know, he just came into that that scene and, you know, he started fighting. I don't know what's his problem with Wolverine, you know?
Sure. All right. Ben?
Yeah, a few thoughts there. I like that he's continuing through the story. I was worried that it'd be like, all right, one fight, then he's dead. Next episode, Omega Red, one fight, he's dead. Next episode, Sabretooth shows up, he's dead. You know what I mean? And so I like that this new villain that's introduced is kind of continuing on. Like there's a story here, which I'm actually kind of struggling with that too, but I like that he's continuing on. And I like the honor aspect too in him, where it's like, okay, after he defeats Omega Red for the 32nd time, he's like, no, I don't want to fight you now. You're tired, and we'll fight later. And I'm like, cool. Good on you. Good on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it seems pretty obvious he was part of some sort of Weapon X program. Because how else do you get a healing factor and an adamantium blade that comes out of your body, right?
Right.
So, but he doesn't have that animalistic, you know, side effect that usually comes with that. So he's a very interesting character. And yeah, I'm glad he's still around. And we're most likely going to see him again. And I'm pretty sure this is is this character in the normal Marvel storylines? Or is he just for this anime? Do you guys know?
I don't know. We were wondering that last week, but I didn't check.
Okay.
You know. I didn't check either.
That'll be one of our homeworks for next week. Same with the girl, this Yukio girl. Is she someone new, or is this an existing character that we just don't recognize?
Yeah. Her name sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Yeah. She feels more likely to have existed prior to this.
Right.
But I don't know for certain.
Something to think about or to research on.
Yes.
Who is our research usually, Ben? Is it anybody?
Chest.
Is it Chest during the episode?
During the episode, he researches things while we sit in silence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to do that. So maybe I'll do research later.
That's right.
We'll see.
That's right.
All right. So, yeah, we talked about Kikyo. And then the next major villain that kind of gets in our boy's way is Omega Red. Now, did they do Omega Red justice for your memory of Omega Red? Because I like him a lot as a character.
I can go first this time.
Please. Thank you.
I'll be honest. I don't. Other than, like, I think seeing him in a couple, I think he's only in, like, one arc in the original X-Men show, and I'm familiar with him from video games. So I don't have, like, a lot of expectations for Omega Red other than looking cool. I do think he looked cool. His voice to me sounded, he just seems like a dum-dum, like Zangief from Street Fighter.
Yeah, he did.
So, I don't know if that's normal. If it's not normal, then that to me is a big issue. But if that's just like how he is, then sure, that's fine. His continuous deaths was over the top for me. Actually, I chuckled after the last one, because not only did he die again at the end, but he died the same way he did the time before with the same facial expression and fell to the ground in the same way. Yeah. It's like, just come faster. On, guys. Yeah.
So I don't know more. You know, like, I knew who Omega Red was, but I don't know much about him. When you guys mentioned last week that he was Russian, I'm like, all this time I thought Omega Red was, you know, from space, like that arc of X-Men, you know, you have Bishop, Cable, and all that.
Yes.
So I'm like, well, Gladiator. I guess he's from Russia then. And but, you know, yes, I think he looks really cool. Well, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
This might have been my fault. I forgot what it's called, where you think about something a certain way when you're a child, and then you grow up with that same thought, even though it's not reality. That might be the case here. I always thought that Omega Red was like the second strongest X-Men villain of all time. It was like Apocalypse, Omega Red. That's how I grew up thinking, watching the cartoon. And so I was like, yeah, this is great. Wolverine is undying. Then you got Omega Red, the second strongest villain ever. And I thought the first fight was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't have Wolverine die in episode 3 or 4, you know? So, but then, yeah, Ben, you're right. They kind of cheapened it by giving him like a prosthetic arm and saying, go out there and fight again. And then he dies even faster. I think it was like one stroke of Wolverine's claws and he was down. He did look cool. Ben, I agree with you 100% on the Russian dumb sounding voice. Absolutely. The difference though for me is that I was able to watch episodes 1 through 4 on one service, but then episodes 5 through 8 have been like super copyrighted by Sony. So I couldn't watch them on there anymore. So I had to find a different version of episode 5 somewhere else. And they only had the Japanese dub. And Omega Red sounds awesome in that.
Mm.
Like really good, like menacing.
I believe that.
That it's that deep. That deep Japanese sounding voice. And I'm like, oh, this
they is know how to do it. They do know how to do it.
Man. They do. And if he had a Japanese Russian accent, I couldn't tell, but it sounded awesome.
Mm-hmm. Japanese Russian.
Yeah. So if you want to rewatch Omega Red scenes with in you know, subbed, go ahead and do that. I was kind of disappointed. I was a little disappointed at how he ended out.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? It's only a 10-episode series.
Which I didn't remember. I was trying, when I finished this, this would be episode 5. I was like, wait, how many total are there? So there's only 10 episodes in this series. Is that what you said?
No, there's 12. There's 12.
12. I guess I have the DVD to my right there. as me and Johnny are
sending
I meant it
to
back
say
12.
Together. I think I, yeah.
12. Okay. That's still short. 12. Okay.
All right. It's a short series. Short series.
It's like we're almost halfway through. 47%.
Yeah, you're right.
Huh.
Now, Johnny, as a X-Men movie lover, why do you think Omega Red has not been in any movies?
You know, I don't know. Probably
come on, man. Like, give me something here. Give me some. Well, give me some insight.
I'm trying to think about something. I was not expecting this question. You know.
I know. I should have sent out my list of questions.
You know, like I'm gonna get sidetracked over here. I was not a big fan of Apocalypse. How he looked.
Okay.
You know. Definitely, what's his name? Oscar Isaac. He's an amazing actor. Mm. You know, but. Yeah, I don't know about Apocalypse. I don't know. It will be something too complicated. It will cost too much money to make an Omega Red that looks good, and not just CGI. That's what I will think.
Okay.
But I wonder, like, you know, if they do a good job, he will look really good.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, he looked good in this.
Yeah. So I will say, I guess I know, my shirt. Yeah, and my short question is lack of money.
It's a budget issue. All right, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Ben, do you have any insight on this?
You know, I was thinking of like comparables, like what are some characters they've done well that have, I think of Doc Ock, and they did great with his character in the now very old Spider-Man movie. You know, Tobey Maguire, and that, so they can do a character live action with all the arms and crazy stuff and still make it look really cool. But he is a very over the top character. So maybe everyone's just like, nah, not touching that.
That's true.
He's got a lot you need to do right. Otherwise he'd just be a big cheesy character. And that's, I don't think that's what I would want if they finally bring Omega Red in.
Right.
You know?
Kind of like what they did with the Juggernaut, maybe.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a big joke. Yep.
That's sad. Yeah. And you're probably right.
And I feel like, you know, like in the X-Men storylines, I feel like, you know, always the villains, they kill them. I'm like, come on, you know, can you leave them? You let them, you know, even if they escape somewhere else. But, you know, don't kill them right away. But
Johnny, you got storylines in your head for the future. I don't think they think that far ahead.
No.
I think they're just like, we can just pull out some other random villain for another movie. We don't need this one again. Kill him.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. You know, if it's a movie, I'm fine with a villain dying. That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's unless there's gonna be a sequel. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't make superhero movies with sequels in mind, do they?
I don't know. They should try it at least.
I yeah. I mean, there's a possibility there. Missed opportunity. All right. Well, so, sorry, I forgot another big point. This main thing that's happened, Wolverine's friend, Asano, has been murdered.
Yeah.
And he's really wanting to go after this killer. And we find out that we don't know who the killer is anymore. We thought it might be this Kikyo guy. That's at least that's what Wolverine thought.
Right.
And was I mistaken, or did the police think that Wolverine did it?
They did think he did it. Okay. Yeah.
Was that because he was kind of set up?
Yeah, because he was in the room whenever they stumbled upon. Or was it just him or him and the girl in the room when they stumbled upon the body?
I think they were both there.
Yeah, they were both there.
And when they show the like shadowy figure, it looked like her as the killer.
Oh, Ben's getting into the predictions already.
Yeah.
I was about to ask, who do you think? We know it's not Wolverine.
Yeah.
And we know it's not Kikyo because he was like, what? Some police officer died? So, who's it going to be? Ben thinks it's the girl. Johnny, do you have a guess on who you think murdered Wolverine's friend?
But, you know, now with Ben's prediction, I'm like, you know, it makes sense. He looks like it, but.
So who is it? Who is it?
So I was thinking, you know, like I didn't know, I didn't have any prediction until Ben said that. And I'm like, hey, wait,
okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking it can't be anybody obvious, but it can't be anybody that we haven't seen yet. So it's got to be who else but the girl that's working with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's probably where they're going to go if I had to put money down on it, which I won't. But that'll be interesting. Interesting to find out. We'll probably find that out in episode 11.
Ah, yes. Can't wait. Ooh, episode that's 11. Another good one. I would say episode 9.
Ooh, okay.
No.
Then I go for 10.
Oh, split the difference, you dirty
one
dog.
One of us will be right.
One of us. Gotta be. Man.
Unless it's the last scene of episode 12. And then he just stabs her or something.
I knew it was you the whole time, Bub. Yeah.
Bub. Does he call women Bub too?
I don't think so. I will say I have not grown any more fond of the voice. It hasn't like, ooh, which reminds me of a more fun point. And then you guys can answer that. So if you had not, so you had asked before, if we knew the voice of so-and-so and it was Edward Elric. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't recognized that at the time. If you had not said something, I definitely would have been known after episode 3, because there's a scene where he like screams at Wolverine or something or yells. And it sounds exactly like Ed yelling. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh, that was so good.
I can't look at so this villain good. The same way.
No, that's, definitely
that's
not.
That's Ed's voice.
Yeah. Johnny, have you heard of the Full Metal Alchemist anime?
Yes. You know, I haven't seen it, but yes, I know about that anime.
That'd be a good one because it's shorter and it's fantastic.
Okay. So I'll add it to the list then.
Throw it on the list.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have to say, one of my pet peeves watching these three episodes was Wolverine's claws.
Ooh, there were sometimes,
so sometimes they look massive and like ready to fight, and some of them when he was standing still they look shorter, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? So I'm like, okay, so is it me or I don't know. Like I was a little bit annoyed, but at some scenes, because you know he was ready to fight. You know he, you know, you could see his anger and ready to go at it, and they look humongous, and all of a sudden it's kind of like, you know, a little stubble. So
I did not notice that. That's really funny though. I'm gonna look for that now.
Yep, me too. Little stubble claws. That's funny. So, Ben, you said you walked away and you didn't pause it. So
I know.
Now I have to ask, these, it seems like these episodes aren't doing it for you, or you're not as interested as you were hoping to be. Are those accurate statements, or was it just you really had to go to the bathroom and you couldn't find the remote?
Oh, that's such a good question, Cole, because that could absolutely happen to me, because as you know, I go to the bathroom, and I go to the bathroom often. So no, it was unfortunately that I'm not very interested in the story. I'm not engaged. Like, I don't even feel for the fact that he's trying to get to the woman he loves, and that should really draw me in. The fights have been good, but none of the fights to me have been incredible. So I was walking to the kitchen, and I literally debated, should I pause it or not? And guys, for me, if I don't pause it, that's a big deal. It's a big deal, because I will pause, because it, well, especially when I'm watching subbed, but you know, in any show, I will pause it if I don't want to miss a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I was okay with missing a little bit. I still enjoyed it. Like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, this is terrible, but I'm not being gripped by the story.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I'll stop there.
That's fair. Do you remember the scene that it happened in?
It might have been one of either the second or third or fourth exchange with Omega Red. where, like, because what, the first one, there was an explosion in the factory, and then the second one, I think there was four total defeats for him. I don't know, I felt like I was kind of, and then they were trying to do flashbacks in there too, and like really, really, really get you in there, and I just wasn't getting in there. So it's like, oh, get a glass of water.
Yeah,
probably, yeah, a honey probably, bun.
Probably that was one of the times that I fell asleep, and I was so confused. I'm like, what happened? What did I miss? How did they get here? So,
why are they in the snow?
Yeah,
I know, I don't know.
It did seem like that flashback was out of place.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, we have Omega Red for three episodes. Let's throw in something that's not another fight, except it is another fight. We'll just make it in the past. That's kind of the feeling ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I have to ask a little off topic. So Johnny, I don't think this is the first time you've admitted on live TV that you've fallen asleep while watching something. And that's crazy to me. It's not like it was 11 at night, was it? Or was it?
Well, I finished at 1.
Oh, okay. That's pretty late. So,
I think it was like 10:30. And I have to admit something in live TV. The first episode, I had to put it three times because I kept falling asleep. After the third time, I'm like, I'm going to continue for again. So,
that's so funny to me.
Not because it was boring, okay, guys? It's just because I was tired.
Okay. Sure.
But I feel like, Ben, you know, like, it's not like the story, I'm not like invested in it, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
Why do you think that disconnect is there?
I don't know if, you know, at least for me, or I guess for you guys too, I don't know. I'm going to speak for myself, but, you know, like, I don't know any of these other characters besides Omega Red that I'm kind of familiar with. The other ones, I'm like, okay, so I have all these questions, you know, who's this person? Where did they come from? You know, what do they want? So, you know, like, I have all these questions that probably are kind of like distracting me from kind of like paying attention to the story, but still the story, you know, I feel like it's like, you know, he wants to get back to the girl that he had before, you know, now making justice of the, of his friend that got killed. So I, it feels a little bit all over the place.
Okay. You know, they're not hooking you with one specific story or plot line.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too many. Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about this many a times on the podcast. I think this is actually what led to your the anime thing. It's just like I would love to know. I was literally watching a scene and I'm like, why am I not enjoying this as much as show X that I'm watching over here at the same time? Like, what is this missing? Because it's doing, like, if I just told somebody what's happening into the show, some of the things that's happening are things that would happen in another show that I love. So what is it in the way that they're presenting this that's not bringing me in? And that I don't have the answer, but I'm just like, I was literally sitting there during a scene and I'm just like, what's the difference here? Like, is it the voices? Mm-hmm. Is it how they go from scene to scene, or kind of like how they're bouncing around? Is it too choppy? Is it because I know it's such a short show, and so I'm just like, my expectations are lower? What is it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know either, because I'm not fully invested as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't, it's hard to describe. I think it might just be, yeah, the idea that it is a short show and the dubbing isn't great. And I don't know, there are so many other Wolverine things. So you're like, okay, you've got me now. Ooh. In a Wolverine anime,
yeah,
you have to wow me. Just the fact that he's in an anime isn't going to do it. You have to show me something amazing. Like, yeah, really get me into it. And I don't think they've accomplished that yet, because we've seen so many things with Wolverine. He's, I don't know, is he the character that's been on screen the most in movies? And I mean, maybe not now with the MCU, but like, he's all over the place, Wolverine. Everybody loves him.
Yeah.
So I think they just haven't wowed me enough to care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's a very good point. That's yeah, like if you're gonna, just because it's Wolverine, same as the Iron Man anime. I really like the Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man, like that version, and so it's a lot of fun. It doesn't mean I'm gonna like the Iron Man anime. It might be the opposite. I might not like it just because of the representation Robert Downey Jr. does with it. And same with like Hugh Jackman. Like, he's Wolverine. Wolverine is Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman is Wolverine. Like, and now Hugh Jackman, or not Hugh Jackman, the voice is not Wolverine. He's somebody else. And the voice for Wolverine is not a menacing person. And I shouldn't have looked up the actor, because he's even less menacing. So it's just like, why did they pick him for Wolverine? He's Rocky Balboa's weenie son.
That's right.
In Rocky V. Bless his heart. Oh, man.
Bless his heart. You know, I feel like I wouldn't like the Iron Man anime anyway, because Robert Downey Jr. is the only version of Iron Man that I like. Like, I was into the comic books for a long time, and I've never liked Iron Man in the books. And then Robert Downey Jr. came along, and I'm like, oh, this guy is fun. This is an Iron Man I can enjoy. And I did all the way up till his death. Spoilers. It's that specific guy. So is that how Wolverine is now? Like, it's got to be Hugh Jackman, or it's got to be Steve Blum, voice acting? Like, is that what it has to be?
Yeah, you know, for me, the only Iron Man that I know is Robert Downey Jr. I don't have any experiences with other one. I never read the comic book, so probably having something different after all these years of seeing Robert Downey Jr. play Iron Man, it will feel a little bit weird, even to hear, you know, in a cartoon, to hear another voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
I would agree, Colb. The only difference is I've liked Wolverine in all versions and in all voices other than this one. Whereas Iron Man, I'm 100% with you. I was never interested in Iron Man. That character was never exciting to me. When I watched some of like the animated shows and movies, like some of the Avenger ones they did like two or three Avenger movies. I could care less about Iron Man. In fact, I didn't like him. It wasn't even that I was like neutral. I specifically did. And he's one of my, I mean, Hulk's always my number one, but Iron Man's one of my favorites now only because of Robert Downey Jr.'s version of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I may have not been clear with Wolverine. Wolverine in the comic books is like one of my favorite characters in the whole thing. So it doesn't quite correlate with the Iron Man thing, because Iron Man I just don't like, except Robert Downey Jr. Wolverine is good in almost everything.
Yeah.
Except Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I don't like him in that. He's hard to not die fast.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, I feel like he had cool moves. I didn't play 3 as much, but I think even in 2, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. He also his health, which is ironic. Like, isn't he the character that should be the healthiest?
I think it's because he has a larger healing bar when you sub him out, so he can heal farther than other guys when they get subbed out.
Ah, that's right. That's
so
right.
He loses health faster, but he can heal more when he's taken out. That's the trade you get, which doesn't make quite sense, but. They did what they could.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last thing I have to talk about for these episodes, unless you guys have some more, we get a cameo at the last second of our episode 5.
I was waiting for that.
At the last. Yeah, nice. That's how we know it was a decent part. Johnny, who shows up at the last minute there?
Well, you see the X-Men airplane, the X-Gen, and Cyclops shows up.
Yep.
Cyclops. With a bad attitude.
He did not look happy. And was that the same Cyclops from the other anime, or was this a version that we've never seen?
Oh, I was wondering that actually when I saw him. He seemed similarly dressed look.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
But he had the full cap on. The other one you could see his hair. He had just like a visor.
Yeah. Yes.
I've seen him somewhere. I think he's. I was gonna say X-Men Evolution, but knowing an X-Men Evolution, his hair is out. It's one of the comics. I don't know if it's Astonishing X-Men or Uncanny X-Men. One of the two.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, that style of outfit, the dark blue with the full mask cap or whatever. That's after the 90s version for sure. So probably early 2000s, which, yeah. It's not a bad look. So with his cameo, the question has to be asked, who do you want to see in this show get a cameo? Because they're not afraid to bring people in, obviously. They brought in Omega Red and now Cyclops. Who would you want to see?
Oh, you know that I will always say Gambit and Nightcrawler, but I doubt that will happen. I wondered, you know, now that we see Cyclops, if Jean Grey will be there.
Hmm.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
What if Jean Grey is there and Wolverine's like, oh yeah, I kind of love her too. Maybe I'll just go with them. And
what
then
if
he leaves Mariko?
A Wolverine friend.
Two things, if I may.
Yes, please.
One, I'm not a Cyclops fan. Not really in any universe. But for some reason, it was good to see him. I was just like, you know, it's good to see a Cyclops. So I am excited that he's in on some level. I'll be curious what they do, or if he's just like in half of an episode or just one, or what they'll do. You know what? I actually think I said this last week. I agree with Johnny. So like Nyko or Gambit, if I can have two. Cable's up there for me as well. He's gone up nice. A lot over the years. Big Cable fan. But who I think it will be is someone like Beast, you know?
Yep.
Just mid-tier X-Men character.
Yeah. I think you're right, Ben. I was thinking Cable too, but I don't think he fits into the story well.
Right.
And neither would Gambit, unfortunately. I think he would be out of place. So what I would love to see, Nightcrawler the most, because one, him and Wolverine have always had this friendship that has been great.
Yeah.
You know, cartoon wise, comic book wise, they're like the best of friends. You know, a devout Christian and a murderer, kind of like this weird dynamic. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Love it. Love it.
And I feel like an anime would really make Nightcrawler's powers look amazing.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you imagine like storming an Edo castle with Nightcrawler and Wolverine, you know, popping in and out of his place? Oh, you can't. You can't imagine, because it's just too awesome.
It's too much.
It's too much. Yeah. So I want to see Nightcrawler, even though he's not my most favorite X-Men. I want to see him.
Hmm. Who's your favorite one?
Gambit is my favorite character. Okay. Yep. Always has been.
Yeah. Three of us are in good company then.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. So any other final thoughts, fellas?
No.
The cameo. That's the only other thing I was anxious to talk about. Yeah, I'll be curious how it goes in here. I haven't thrown in the towel. I haven't given up or anything, but yeah. Well, I'm hoping for. Oh, I will say, I miss our very first villain, the bald guy. He's been the one I've been most impressed with so far, and mm-hmm. I hope he gets more involved in the story again. I don't think anyone else has lived up to his.
Yeah,
I think he will. They gave him some bad news, his cronies, and he like does a slash in his little
yes.
You know, so that, yeah, he's pretty cool. But
yep,
I think he'll be back later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like with him, we got a little bit of a background story with him, and then he was gone, and now we have all these other villains. So mm-hmm. I'm curious, you know, if the story leads to back to him and continues until the end, I'll be happy. Because really, I'm intrigued, you know, who he is, what's the deal with him.
Oh, no, now I'm thinking, I'm overthinking things. Did they make a wrong move by bringing Omega Red in? Because we're following Wolverine's story with this, you know, trying to get Mariko back. Her father doesn't want him around, that kind of stuff. And then Kikyo could be just a hired hand. So his story could still revolve around the bald guy's story. But when they threw Omega Red in there, did they throw too many bad guys in? Was it too much of a cameo? Like, hey, here's another character for you Marvel fans.
Yep.
You think that's what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think that was a bad move.
Okay.
I hate to say it, but I think it's true, and I think you're right.
Well, I hate to say it also. And I think it is true.
Yeah.
Mm. That's sad, because I do like Omega Red.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think he was shoved in when he probably shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when we get back to the main storyline, maybe we'll all change our tune. We'll be like, this is where we want to be.
Yeah.
But until then,
yeah.
We'll just have to wait. You know what I mean?
That's right.
All right. Well, Johnny, thanks for coming back on, man.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. It's good to hear you, a new voice. a Marvel voice, because, you know, Chess hates Marvel.
He does.
What? Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure his wording was, it's too, the characters are too thought out, and I can't think that hard, so I don't like it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, which was followed, this was following his conversation of how Chick-fil-A has the worst service of any restaurant he's ever been to. And that he would just prefer a Hardee's.
I think they're called Carl's Juniors down south.
Ah, yes, yes. Well, see, that's how extreme feelings he had, is he was willing to travel that far to go to a Hardee's.
Hardee's was like, fan. I hate living in the south. I want to go back up north where they have Hardee's.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He once kicked a puppy really hard.
Yeah, off a pier into the ocean.
Yeah. I heard about it from someone else, but I believe it.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, he's kind of a garbage human being, and I can't wait for him to listen to these. If he ever does, probably won't. But anyway.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. I forgot to write some down. I should have. We got to remember to do that.
I know. I forgot until we started that. So next time, Johnny,
jump in,
come prepared.
Oh, so is this the way that you guys finish each podcast, each episode, talking about Chest?
Only when he's not here. Because we assume he's never going to listen to these, so we do this as a test to make sure he does listen.
Okay. Because he's our editor.
Yeah.
So this is we're calling him out. So next time we record, have a couple jabs ready for him. You know.
Even though through text I connected well with him, annoying you guys, but I don't know what to think now about him.
Whatever it is, write it down on paper and make sure it's negative. Okay, so as we're gonna say goodbye, next time episodes, are we doing three episodes again?
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right, episodes 6 through 8. We will be watching those episodes of the Wolverine anime series. And I'm really good at. I'm really bad at goodbyes, so we'll see you next time on Three Dads Talking About Anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys start having
kids, children, dads, and so become fathers and each have kids separately. Went on each didn't play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.